Candle 1, Sonora. The desert crunched beneath our booted feet. Lone figures in a landscape atop the first foothill we stopped to rest. Below us, the valley we had come through. Above us, the farther hills. Above them, the jagged, treeless mountain. Above that, Jove's cauldron, where light and dust birth sunsets of crimson fire, lemon-streaked, marbled blue, black-roofed. Colors of another spectrum, yes, made by something like God. You wore a snow-white t-shirt, tan shorts and legs and arms and neck and face. Your hair cut short in a boyish bob. I wanted you then, I still so do, but never, 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 never now. It was a desert, yet we marveled how green it was. Barrel cacti spiked like maces. Palo Verde trees gnarled and skeletal but rooted deep. Yucca, creosote, mesquite, ocotillo, swaths of yellow poppies. A Golgotha of saguaros. Lying like crucifixes on a Roman highway, sprouting blood-red flowers. Jumping cholla with spikes that seize you, trap you faster and faster as you struggle to escape, and will not free you until you cut them away. Gila woodpeckers and Gila monsters, rattlesnakes, scorpions, tarantulas, so many birds all around us twittering and racketing in the underbrush. Quail skittering in mincing steps, roadrunners like wicked witches arrogantly prancing. Did we fall into a quarrel that day, as we often so carelessly did? We were so young then, we thought we had loved to squander. And time too, since we would surely never die. I think now that we failed to notice the jackrabbits tall and gaunt and trembling, their unblinking hysterical eyes, the hawks gliding on thermal waves, the darting lizards that could not stay hidden, scooting along in a zigzagging waddle, stopping every few yards and glancing sharply to the sky, from which death swoops down and strikes low. We did not know then what we do know now. You are, you become, then are no more.